Bummer. Sorry to hear that. I was afraid you were going to say that. You said Einstein misses her, you know. That sucks. My condolences to you guys, to Diane. I sure know what that feels like to lose God.
Have to hog up on that microphone, Phil. You're awful quiet.
Okay. I was just saying condolences to you guys, to Diane. It's sad. I didn't know that you had put the dog down. That's always a real sad time. Sorry to hear that.
I've never been a part of that before. It was a relatively peaceful process. I was shocked at how quick that it went. You know, I was really shocked. There's a lot of things that I've never seen, and that was one of them. You know, it was fairly peaceful.
Yeah, we had to have Sue put down last year, and like you said, it's quick. I remember the first time I've ever witnessed an animal being put down, it was Buzz Lightyear, or Pomeranian, and that was an awesome dog, too. And, yeah, when they put that injection in there, I mean, it's just basically like flipping a switch. It's like 1 or 2 seconds, and, man, their head just drops, and, you know, within just a short period of time, they're gone. You know, it's shockingly fast. I had no idea myself.
2 different chemicals they used, and first one puts them out, and then the next one puts them down, and it was peaceful. I don't know why they couldn't make it that easy on humans. You know, you always hear about a botch and that stuff. And it sure seemed like it was pretty relatively peaceful process to me.
No, I hear you. It sure didn't look like our dogs when we had to put down if they were in pain or anything. You know, you're just quiet, you know. And, I understand what you're getting at, that people that speak out against, capital punishment, oh, it's inhumane, it's painful, and this and that, you know. That's just a bunch of crap for the most part, I think. Maybe firing squad's painful for a moment. Electric chair I don't know if I'd rather be shot or electrocuted. The chair's neither, actually. But, for the most part, like the lethal injection thing and all that, I think that's just a bunch of horse crap about how painful it is. But again, I don't know, but it seems like if it's anything like what the dogs go through, it ain't nothing really.
You hear them botching them, having to do it like 3 times. I don't know how they could screw that up.
Must be a DEI hire, figuring out how much to give or something.
Either that or they done it all.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I would imagine it goes by body weight, just like most medications. And if, you know, somebody weighs 100 pounds, they don't need nearly as much of it as like a 400-pounder. I don't know. Diana probably know more about it than either you or me, but, how do you blotch something like that? And then you even hear about the electric chair when they blotch that. Can you imagine being an electric chair and it's just zapping the crap out of you and smell burning tissue and stuff, and you're still alive and you got to do it 2 or 3 times? That's just nuts, dude. I can't even fathom that.
Yeah, KB8OE, yeah, we're coming around, I think we're just about around coming around the lake here. Nope, still farm field over there to the left.
For a second there, I thought you were going to start to sing, "We'll be coming around the mountain when she comes, ba ba ba."
Flat up here, buddy. About as close as you can get farm country without having cows out in the road.
KB8OE, KB8GK. Yeah, I remember years back driving like through Saginaw and stuff, and those farm fields, just the blackest, richest dirt, like crazy, man. Some of the maybe some of the best soil in the whole state. I don't know, but it might look black like coal, man.
A lot of that up here, and where they grow the potatoes is a lot of sand and all around Munger.